This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The state's chief medical officer has activated emergency medical protocols in response to the coronavirus pandemic in Colorado. CPR's John Daly reports.
The guidelines approved by Governor Jared Polis set out how to make the most urgent medical decisions as the COVID-19 crisis potentially overwhelms hospitals and resources get scarce. Chief Medical Officer Dr. Eric France activated the protocols called Crisis Standards of Care for EMS, emergency medical services like ambulance transport, and also PPE, personal protective equipment like masks. The guidelines give healthcare workers information about best practices, including for reusing PPE.
So that we can provide some liability protection for the healthcare workers who are using their resources in a way they wouldn't typically use.
France says the PPE supply chain is still a serious problem. A third set of protocols for hospital resources like ICU beds and ventilators have not yet been activated. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The sheriff in Teller County, west of Colorado Springs, says his deputies will continue to work with ICE after a judge dismissed a lawsuit challenging that arrangement. CPR's Corey Jones reports.
The ACLU of Colorado says it's disappointed by the ruling and will appeal. The Civil Liberties Group represents six Teller County residents who claimed the sheriff misused their tax dollars by participating in federal immigration enforcement. However, the judge found they could not prove direct harm from the sheriff's arrangement with ICE and had no standing to sue. Under the arrangement, deputies get trained to identify and process suspected undocumented immigrants if they're arrested on other charges. I'm Corey Jones, CPR News.
Coming up on the program, leaked internal White House briefings show FEMA is struggling with staffing, contracting, and supplies in the COVID-19 pandemic. Then the federal government will begin sending $1,200 checks soon, but some who need the money the most may have trouble getting it. Those stories are next on All Things Considered. 68 and mostly cloudy in Denver. It's 54, partly cloudy in Vail, 74 and sunny for Pueblo. Chance of showers tonight for Denver. This is CPR News.